Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Book for you.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend, our good buddy, Gary Moore, back on the show. Gary is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He goes back all the way to 1998. We'll celebrate his 16th anniversary a little bit later in the year. He is the author of some of my favorite books, including Spiritual Investments, Wall Street Wisdom from the Career of Sir John Templeton, and his new book, it's called Look Up America, and he's our good friend, Gary Moore. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be back, Jim.
Good to have you back. Gary is an ethical investor. Is that a good way to say it, Gary? Your practice of helping your
clients. That's one word, but what they're using more now is socially responsible or sustainable.
Socially responsible. Sustainable.
Or sustainable. Yeah.
Yeah. And we try to consider
what our money's doing for others, Jim.
But there's also a little bit of ideology and politics in there too, isn't there?
Oh yeah, yeah. That has to be in there. You can't separate. The government today controls probably 30% of our income through taxation, and then more through regulation. So you can't ignore politics when you talk about money management in any way.
But when you're talking about socially responsible, you also got to talk about politics, but also geopolitics, right?
Yep, absolutely, because we are on this planet with everyone else, Jim.
So, I mean, as socially responsible, you wouldn't invest in things that in companies that are doing things in other parts of the world that you felt was unethical or didn't fit your perspectives or your beliefs, your values.
Correct, and those values are different for different people, Jim, and that's what I try to help my clients do. I'll give you a good example. I deal with both progressive and conservative Christians quite a bit. Religionists are into this to some extent, and my progressive Christians will want to avoid defense stocks. They don't want to profit from weapon manufacturing
right.
And so on, and I know there was a conservative group of mutual funds, a conservative Christian that one time started a fund called the Patriot Fund that invested only in defense companies. So that's just a good example of how everything differs.
And because we're America, you want chocolate, you get chocolate. If you want vanilla, you get vanilla.
Well, and then it's not just America. That's sort of a universal principle of religions. The key and the one thing that they all have in common is what we call the golden rule. They're all the major religions express that one way or another, and you know, which is to try to avoid. If you don't want somebody doing something to you, don't do it to them. And the Christian religion goes beyond that and says to do unto others what you would have them do unto you. It's more of a positive statement of the golden rule. It's a little higher ethically, but basically that's what it works out to, is to treat your neighbor. And, of course, the big question there is, what's your neighbor? And Jesus.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. I want to ask you, Gary, is there anybody who is putting pressure on corporations for the way they're treating their people, their employees, in terms of the disparity between, you know, how the corporation is being run and how they're employing their people. I mean, is that a guideline that someone either is or could use for socially responsible investing?
Oh, absolutely. But I would say in that regard that the most of the people doing that, Jim, are political progressives. Income inequality has been more of a progressive movement. It's only very recently that we've seen conservatives become interested in it. But let me give you an example. There's a group that I work with called the Interfaith Center for Corporate Responsibility in New York. It's they manage over $100 billion of religious money, And they're very active in what we call shareholder activism. They will go to corporate meetings. There's two ways of practicing social responsibility, actually three, but one is to simply stay away from companies that you feel are doing bad. For example, I grew up in the tobacco industry, and every fund I know, mutual fund and pension fund, et cetera, that engages in this, it's called avoidance investing, will shun the tobacco stocks. And there's others, alcohol, tobacco, gambling, so on. But then the other way is called what the Roman Catholics in particular believe in is owning some shares in companies that are a mixture and then going to the shareholder meetings and trying to get them to improve.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Gary. We're going to come back in a minute and talk some more about this and get a little, maybe even get a little more controversial with our good friend Gary Moore on how our money is being invested and how corporate America uses their money. Tony Tails, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.